You heard me talk about this. AstraZeneca admitting now that its jab can kill people with blood clots. A revelation that didn't surprise too many people. Senator Rand Paul is launching a bipartisan investigation in the Senate into the origins of COVID-19. A lot of things going on post-pandemic because people that, you know, got caught up in the hysteria are finally breathing again going, wait, what the hell happened, right? Don't let that happen to you. Dr. James Thorpe is a doctor and chief of maternal and prenatal care at the Wellness Company. He joins me now. Doctor, nice to see you again.
Hey, thanks for having me on this morning, Steve Gruber. I appreciate it.
All this anxiety, all of this angst, all of this, you know, people get all lathered up and then you just get them all scared of everything and then you can herd them in any direction you want. Well, my advice, doctor, is pay attention to what's going on because right now it's avian flu and now it's in the milk. Well, yeah, but it can't be if it's pasteurized. You know, they throw one thing out there to scare you and then they go, oh, yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. It is so weird the way they put out this propaganda just to keep people all lathered up all the time. Doctor, what do you make of it?
Well, I think that's true. There's many things going on. It's a lot of scare tactics. There's a possibility there could be some substance to it, but they blow it out of proportion. I think the most important thing at this point in time is people are going crazy all over the world. Listen, Steve, I published a month ago from the government's own data that the COVID vaccine is associated with massive increases in psychosis, in intellectual function. People can't connect the dots. Cognitive disorders, dementias, psychiatric abnormalities of all sorts, and including suicide and suicidal ideation. Now a large study that was just published in the medical journal Frontiers in Psychiatry actually confirmed exactly what I reported a month ago. There's a massive increase in crazy people, psychosis. And this was published by Lazareva and colleagues on April 12th, just 2 weeks ago. So, you know, I think this is part of the problem. Their world is going crazy. 13 [S2] Yeah. [S1] Plus billion shots of this poison has been administered to 5.3 plus billion people.
I mean, you go out in public, yes. Doc. You go out in public and, yeah, you can say, yeah, there's a lot of crazy people out there. I think we all agree with that, quite simply. I want to go to this Rand Paul investigation. Why is it important, do you think, to find the origins of COVID-19? I mean, it's gone now for a couple of years, but he is on this like a hound dog on scent, isn't he?
Well, he is, and you know, he's a very, very brilliant senator. He knows where the chips fall. He knows the truth. He knows that this was purposefully perpetrated, not only the pandemic, but actually the virus. And it was done so with the sole purpose, in my opinion, of rolling out this lethal mRNA platform, also in order to steal the election and assist in putting their man in the office. So this was the purpose from the globalists. And I think focusing on the lies that were perpetrated at the very top, at the White House, from Fauci and many others, Francis Collins, Vivek Murthy, the chief of staff, Jeffrey Zients of the White House. These are all criminals. They've killed and injured 585 million global citizens. Rand Paul is right. There needs to be a Nuremberg too. People need to be
brought to
justice.
But they're still doing the same thing. I mean, they're still playing with gain of function. I mean, that's why your colleague, by the way, Peter McCullough, you obviously, Dr. McCullough, says that they're playing with gain of function with this bird flu. Do they not learn their lesson, or are we just guinea pigs?
But they haven't learned their lesson. The American people are just too passive. They're standing by. They're just looking. They're letting the government. Listen, 95% of them know, Steve, they know that this new booster, there's single pathetic, single digit uptake percentage, what, 4%, 5%? People know, but they're too quiescent. They're too passive. They just don't take the shot instead of going out and really, really holding this government accountable. There's people that need to be literally put in Nuremberg trials and punished to the full extent of the law. This is outrageous. And if we, the American people, don't do it, they're going to do it again.
Yeah, they are going to do it again. But that's what I mean. Disease X. It's going to be 100 times. How do they know it's going to be 100 times worse than the pandemic of COVID or anything else for that matter? They just throw that out there to like to soften up the ground so when they come through to trample on us, they've already like gotten things in the right direction. Here's what I suggest, Doctor. I've got this kit from the company you work for, the wellness company, and there's all sorts of kits. There's a brand new contagion kit that has Tamiflu and antibiotics and hydroxychloroquine and all sorts of things, so you can be prepared no matter what they try to play or whatever game they try to play. Hey, if it's real, like you said, you're prepared. If it's not real, no big deal. You've got peace of mind on the shelf, right?
This is so important, Steve. I've been stocking drugs for over 30 years. The wellness company is on to something. I stand by their products. This is extremely important. Every American citizen needs to have one, if not a couple or more, of this new contagion kit and also the emergency medical kit. These are extremely important. These are not over-the-counter drugs. These are prescribed medications, and these are potentially life-saving. And by the way, most all of these drugs are manufactured offshore. The rate-limiting step for curing a disease is early treatment.
That's right.
In order to have early treatment, you must have these drugs available.
Have them on the shelf. Have them in the home. Here, real quickly, folks, twc.health/Gruber. twc.health/Gruber. You'll save 10% using the promo code Gruber. This is so very important. Dr. Thorpe, really appreciate you being here. Gain of function, all these things, we must stay on it. Sir, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good day.
Again, twc.health/Gruber.
When it comes,
watch out, folks. There's a new city that never sleeps. It's called Obesity USA. Population 115 million and getting bigger by the day and night. Because in Obesity USA, there are so many reasons to stay awake. Things like work, constant access to technology and media, job hunting, lack of exercise, bills, anxiety, insomnia, hypertension, diabetes, stress eating, fat shaming, and more work. It's no wonder 1 in 3 people in Obesity USA can't sleep. But who would want to when the fast food restaurants are open all night, too? Welcome to the state of America. Welcome to Obesity USA. To learn more, go to visitobesity.org. That's visitobecity.org. Brought to you by the Pennington Biomedical Research.